This podcast is proudly brought to you by our sponsors at ADT Taxis, Everard's Tiger, and loserpool.com. Be the last man standing. Welcome to this episode of the podcast. Transfer deadline day today. We've not really signed anyone as of yet, and I've been recording this at 4 o'clock, so it's slow news day for us. But it's a load of stuff going on elsewhere in the Premier League. Wolves in particular and Everton are really pushing for top six, because you can tell just the way that they're spending their money and the players that they're bringing in. And little old Leicester us just can't seem to be getting to grips with that. Big discussion with Phil and the boys on Messenger. Are we really pushing for top six? We've got a net spend of minus $4 million after the Harry Maguire signing, which didn't come as a shock, to be honest. Didn't want him to go, but for £80 million, we had to take £80 million for Harry Maguire at the end of the day. It's just the way it was, you know. Great player, great asset to the club, brilliant with the youngsters, but no. Not for £80 million, it just had to be. And you know, that pays for certain things like the future of the club going forwards with the training facilities and stuff. So yeah, it's gonna be an interesting season, especially with Perez and Tielemans. So don't get too down about it. I'm a little bit down today about the whole, you know, not signing anyone at the minute. It's 5 minutes past four and still no signings. But Perez and Tielemans is a very, very good, you know, going forward, it's still some good little signings we've got going on. So just keep chins up, guys. We'll get there. Right. This week, I appeared on a Wolves Perspective podcast called the 77 Club Podcast. You can check them out on SoundCloud and on iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts from. You can follow them as well. I believe that at 77 Club Podcast. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I'll just make sure. I'm gonna check it out now. Yeah, it is at 77 Club Podcast. We did one of them last season with those guys, and they asked me if I could come onto their side. So I'm gonna put the clip in of our little chat. Enjoy.
CFC.
Perfect. Right. Okay. So Premier League action returns this weekend. It's a Sunday game. Bit annoying, but woo-hoo! You know, it is what it is. What it is.
I guess.
Hey, look. The first place we've got to start, I think, is Harry Maguire. If he's worth £80 million, then so am I. He's not quite there, is he? Is he, Lee? That's great business for Leicester.
Oh, mate. At the end of the day, look. It was under contract for 4 years. Right, he's an English premium player, because that's what happens when you know you've got that English national side behind you. And also, don't forget, they're a competing team against Leicester in the same league, so that I'd put premium on that. So that's where the £80 million come from. Oh, and because our owner's very very bossy. If you remember Mahrez holding him by the ears and not letting him go. Leicester don't just roll over, and a lot of Man United fans didn't like it one bit.
It's great to see them in that position, though, isn't it? Because they just haven't got the pull of the same European football that they did a couple of years ago. So long may it continue.
Well, entirely. They've not got the pull entirely of what they used to have years ago. They used to be the driving force of the football.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And it leaves, you know, Leicester, though, without their main man, Slabhead, at the back. Who's going to be taking his place against Wolves?
Right, put it this way. Slabhead, we'll call him Slabhead. He is an awesome player, right? But last season, he was actually not our best centre-back, right? Our £3 million signing from Manchester United, or wherever he came from, I can't remember where he came from now. Johnny Evans.
Oh, West Brom.
Right? West Brom. But previous Man United player, right? Experience, trophies behind him, and he was a rock last season. And I reckon he's got at least another season and a half to go.
He was sort of touted for Manchester City as well, from what I remember.
Well, there you go. To be honest with you, I think we'll be all right without Maguire.
You reckon?
Yeah, I really do. I think we'll be fine. Now, if you remember Van Dijk, he was at Celtic, right? And they all praised him and how, you know, good he was, blah, 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 you know, in his younger days and whatnot. Leicester have got a player out there that we've now brought back who played under Rodgers last season before Rodgers signed for us, mm-hmm. which is Benkovic.
Yeah.
And the Celtic fans love him to bits, rate him. I've spoke to quite a few online and stuff, as I say, highly regard him as, you know, as good as Van Dijk was when he was at Celtic. I'm not saying he's as good as Van Dijk right now, don't quote me on that. But what I'm saying is they highly regard him as a really high talent. So he's played under Rodgers before and he's coming back to Leicester. Honestly, I don't see the point in even all the links today of Ake at £75 million. I mean, come on. No.
We That's don't need to stupid, spend isn't it?
We've just got
Nathan Ake. I think, did he go to Bournemouth for about £12 million about 2 years ago?
But again, that's because he's probably a highly regarded player at Bournemouth that they don't really want to lose to a same league team, you know, a team that's in the same league competing. And probably because we've just stole a world record, you know, bid for Maguire, you know, Leicester have got money. Oh, it's 75 mil. And Leicester, you should just look at that and walk away, because that's what Leicester should do.
I think I totally agree. I mean, would you say Van Dijk or Harry Maguire? And you've got to pick Van Dijk, haven't you? And you'd save yourself £5 million.
But yeah, I mean, right now as it stands, you know, Harry Maguire isn't as good as Van Dijk. Everyone knows that, but he is a bloody good centre back, and maybe in a more structured team, maybe with a bit more behind them, like Man United, maybe he will shine. Who knows? You know,
And in terms of the rest of the starting 11, how's Leicester going to line up for this one?
I'm not sure, because the pre-season has been a bit all over the place. I mean, a player like Kelechi Iheanacho, who can't score in a brothel, has already got goals in the pre-season. You know, it's like, what? This is the same guy that missed that opener against Man City. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone talks about still.
Yeah, oh yeah.
that won't go away anytime soon. And he's scoring goals in the pre-season. It's like, what's going on? What's Rodgers done? Has he found, like, you know, some sort of magic? Oh, we won't go any further. But yeah, I've no idea what the squad's going to be. I'm excited. I really am, to see what Rodgers is going to do.
What do you think? I mean, lots of people are touting sort of West Ham, Wolves, Everton and Leicester to be vying to break into the top six, or looking at least at seventh place. Who do you think will come out on top of that over the season?
Oh, man, I don't want to be biased, but Leicester. you guys are awesome. Last season, you were fantastic. Probably player of the season was, got to be Jota, right? He was amazing.
He was great second half of the season, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the signings are brilliant for Leicester. We've got Perez. I mean, he's scoring goals for fun at the minute in the pre-season. Yuri Tielemans, I don't know why the big boys didn't come in for him.
What a bargain, I think he's been described as, for a £40 million bargain, but, you know, that's the market, isn't it?
You know, that was the man, that was the key signing I wanted. As long as we got Tielemans, I didn't give a monkey's. I'd have drove Harry Maguire in the back of my car for 8 years.
It's strange, isn't it?
His head wouldn't have fitted into him, to be honest.
That's true, you need a Range Rover for that, and he can probably buy a couple now.
And he's a great bloke. Yeah, he's great player. You know, sent a loving message to my son when he was poorly last year, and he gave him a really good boost because he was in hospital and stuff. It, you know.
Oh, well, that's nice.
But £80 million, honest to God, I'd have carried him on my back.
It's strange. A lot of Leicester fans have said that, and that's sort of been the reaction to. They don't mind him going, and almost Manchester United fans want somebody else. So it seems that, you know, why is he doing it? I imagine it's for the money, and, you know, Manchester United aren't the club they were before. So
yeah,
it's a tricky one, isn't it?
Yeah. Like all players, he's got weaknesses.
Sure,
right, and that's. He's very slow when it comes to, if a player's holding the ball with his back to him, he's very slow at reacting. You can turn him very quickly and easily and get away from him. And you, if you check back on any of the goals that go in against Leicester, that it's Harry Maguire's fault. It seems to be the same thing over and over, and that's a quick turn, bye-bye. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that's going to work with Manchester United, but yeah, £80 million. I'm happy.
In terms of Sunday's game. And a score prediction, we look at last season, a win for Leicester, even though Vardy got sent off at your place. And then obviously that fantastic last gasp winner from Jota at Molineux, because we love a 4-3 against Leicester at Molineux.
What a game that was.
What a game that was. Great. And it was an early kickoff as well, wasn't it? And you should just dower.
Yeah.
But a great advert for the league. What do you reckon this time round, Lee?
I've said this from day one, and I'll say it again. I think we're going to lose against you guys on the opener, and then we're going to have a bloody fantastic season afterwards. I don't know. That's how I feel. I feel like we're going to lose the opener, but then go on to just cause havoc.
So you say Leicester are going to lose the battle but win the war?
Yeah, I've said it's going to be a bad start, and people are going, oh no. But then all of a sudden they'll turn up, and that's it.
Break into the top six?
Oh man, everyone keeps asking me that. What do you want me to say? That I think they will, or I hope they will?
I want you to tell me what your head thinks, and tell me what your heart thinks after that.
Right, well, we finished 17th to stay up, and then we won the Premier League the following year. Not repeating that again, you know.
And dining out on that one.
That still happened. I can't believe that happened. And then two top 10 finishes, 9th and 8th, I think it was, or 8th and 9th, one or two. I think it's time that a different team broke into the top six. It's got a bit boring, them same teams up there. I think it's time that Man United or Chelsea or even Arsenal, one of those three, drop out. I think they're the favourite three out of the other, out of the others, the Spurs, Liverpool and Man City. I think those three are definitely favourite to leave it. Why not?
Perfect. Well, Lee, best of bad luck, obviously.
Do it for the Foxes.
Well, hopefully the Wolves can slaughter the Foxes and keep them down. But Lee, thanks a lot for your time. Always great banter as normal, and best of luck for the rest of the season.
You too. Maybe we should get together at some point and do some video content or something. That'd be good.
We should definitely do some sort of spoof. I mean, we can do some fat guys and someone who looks like Jamie Vardy. I don't know if there's if there's an audience for that, but there's only one way of finding out.
Brilliant.
So there you go, a very, very good piece there between us. And make sure you check those out at 77 Club Podcast. Thank you for having me on, guys. Also this week, I was featured on a video signing for Arsenal. That's right, me and some of the boys at joe.co.uk, including Rocket Long from Soccer AM. I'm sure you guys know who he is. We went out around the Emirates, and they tried to sell me as Jamie Vardy signing for... signing for Arsenal and trying to trick some fans. And there was a lot of foreign fans on their travels and stuff. And some of them did fall for it, which was quite funny. We went there for a bit of banter. It was good. It was a good laugh. And that should be out. So check joe.co.uk or you can check them on Facebook or their YouTube or wherever else their videos post out, maybe on Instagram as well. I'm sure you'll see there Jamie Vardy signing for Arsenal. It's actually me. Bit of banter, bit of fun. Get some stick for it, but it was funny. Who cares? It was funny. I enjoyed doing it. I didn't say a lot because I didn't have to. That was the idea. Keep your glasses on, keep your mouth shut, just don't say anything. Sell it even more, so to speak. But yeah, it was good fun, and check that one out. Now, a little something from loserpool.com here. They have a free bet. A free competition to enter at loserpool.com. It's a free pool. You play till the last man standing. You pick a loser and you win. You go into the next round. When I say you win, your team has to lose for you to win. And you go into the next round, and it's like a last man standing tournament type thing. And the winner gets £1,000. And that's free to enter until September the 13th. So it's a last man standing type tournament at loserpool.com. Right. That really wraps it up for today. I am on my jollies, so I do apologise on the way that the podcast have been, been put out at that as of late. And we'll be back to normal next week after we play Wolves. It'll all be back to normal. Everything. Our content 100% LCFC and the podcast on here as well every week. Everything will be back to normal. All the jollies, all the holidays, all done. Done and dusted. Back to football, and it's time. It's time, guys. I'm very excited. I hope you've all had a good holiday, and I'll see you all soon, hopefully outside the King Power Stadium at the Blues Bar with the boys doing some video content pre and post match. As you know, we're always there. Check us out at Facebook and on Twitter and also on Instagram at 100LCFC and visit us at www.leicesterfantv.com. Competitions, banter, chat, news. We do it all. We cover it all. See you soon, guys. And we're out.